Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is June 7th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the leads section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our video library on johnlothiannews.com and MarketsWiki Education about the history of trading, including from the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Besides missing IDX in London later this month, I am missing the 25th annual conference of the AFM in Budapest going on right now. The conference started yesterday, June 6, with an opening pre-recorded keynote presentation by Richard Sandor, who, like me, stayed here in the States. The most interesting man in the world, CQG's Pat Kenny, the chairman of the AFM, opened the conference in the city where he was first given his well-deserved moniker. Also speaking at the conference, as seems to be a tradition, is the loquacious Patrick Young. Tongue-tied he is not. The lineup of the program and the list of speakers looked good. Vermiculus announced that MIAX and MGX have successfully started using Vermiculus' brand new clearing system, VeraClear. Vermiculus said this represents, quote, a record time to market for Vermiculus in deploying the elastically scalable and AI-powered real-time clearing system developed by Vermiculus. Yesterday, the White House put forth the reappointments of Summer K. Mersinger as a CFTC commissioner and Mark Tesora Iuda as a SEC commissioner. Mersinger's term will expire on April 13th, 2028, and Iuda's term will expire on June 5th, 2028. The NYSE announced it will close on June 19th in observance of Juneteenth National Independence Day. The New York Stock Exchange, NYSE American Equities, NYSE Arca Equities, NYSE Chicago, NYSE National, NYSE American Options, NYSE Arca Options, and NYSE Bonds markets will be closed for the holiday. The Financial Times has a Behind the Money podcast titled LIBOR's Long Goodbye that features Harriet Clairfelt and Philip Stafford, who look at the 1980s origins of the scandal-ridden benchmark rate, how its reputation came apart, and why, with just a few weeks to go before a June 30th deadline, one part of the financial world is still racing to leave it behind. The CEO of CNN, who invited former President Donald Trump for a controversial televised town hall meeting with voters, is out after only a year on the job. Chris Licht stepped down as chief executive of CNN, the network's parent company, said Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal reported. The most read stories from yesterday's JLN options were, in a low return world, smart investors have options, and exchange operator Cboe gets nod to launch leverage crypto derivatives product, and three Cboe indices up more than 11% in 2023. Cboe's getting busy. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a commentary I wrote. Zero DTE options and single stock futures, two products linked together in my mind. Back in 2000s and years forward, I was a huge proponent of single stock futures. I thought it was a product that was going to transform the futures industry as it opened up hundreds of new potential contracts to trade, new ways to hedge stocks, more efficient clearing, and innovations in stock lending. Despite my enthusiasm, educational efforts, and even boosterism, the product and the exchanges listing the product ultimately failed in the United States. You can read the rest of this commentary on johnlothiannews.com. We have another video from our OIC 2023 coverage. Ariane Adams celebrates three SIBO anniversaries and talks about the exchange's evolving product lineup and opportunities for future growth at OIC 2023. JLN spoke with Ariane Adams, Senior Vice President, CBOE Global Markets, at the OIC conference in Nashville in April. She talked about SIBO's three anniversaries in 2023 and the continued growth in SIBO's proprietary products, enhancing capital efficiencies, the popularity of zero DTE options, and the one-day volatility index. You'll watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Decrypt. SEC Chair Gary Gensler, the U.S. doesn't need cryptocurrency. Shortly after the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filed its lawsuit against Coinbase on Tuesday, SEC Chairman Gary Gensler said that the crypto industry's entire business model is, quote, built on non-compliance, unquote. In a damning CNBC interview, top American securities regulator said, quote, we don't need more digital currency, unquote. My comment. I think when joke coins soared in value, the case was made for this sentiment. The next story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, who is Brian Armstrong? Coinbase CEO is taking on the SEC. Company's long-running clash with regulators is coming to a head. Brian Armstrong is on a collision course with regulators. Depending on whom you ask, his approach represents either a bold stance that will change history or reckless posturing by a Silicon Valley crypto bro who is overdue for a legal smackdown. The Securities and Exchange Commission's lawsuit this week against Armstrong's company, Coinbase Global, the biggest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange, follows years of warnings by the agency that crypto exchanges were breaking the rules by listing tokens subject to securities laws. My comment. Who is Brian Armstrong? He is the guy Gary Gensler is going to bury along with his company. Here's another story, this one from CNN Business. Martha Stewart says America will, quote, go down the drain, unquote, if people don't return to office. Martha Stewart has waded into the hotly contested remote work debate. In an interview with the magazine Footwear News, the author, TV personality, and entrepreneur slammed hybrid work culture, saying that people cannot possibly get everything done working 3 days a week in the office and 2 days remotely. Stewart's comments come as more managers push for an end to the work-from-home trend that took hold more than 3 years ago at the start of the pandemic. My comment, it better be a big drain. And my second comment, I deleted a comment I initially wrote here about Martha Stewart being a swimsuit pinup because my editors told me it could be considered sexist, which is true of any comment about a woman in a swimsuit. I am glad I have my editors to keep me kind, which is what I want to be. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was SIBO wins approval for margin trades on crypto futures exchange from Bloomberg. Second was a Wall Street trader made a $7.5 million windfall on a suspiciously timed investment ahead of a surprise debt limit deal concession from Insider. Third was Sean Tully's post on LinkedIn announcing his retirement from CME Group after 12 years. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, SEC's Coinbase complaint sets off battle for crypto's future. Wide-ranging regulatory complaint goes well beyond what constitutes a security. If the Securities and Exchange Commission is successful in its complaint against Coinbase Global, a swath of crypto industry might have to change how it operates. Despite the wide-ranging complaint filed on Tuesday, Coinbase shares fell just 12% on the day, which is a large but not outsized move for the relatively volatile stock. It is still up more than 45% year-to-date in 2023. There are many reasons investors might have backed the shares this year, like the collapse of some key competitors, a resurgence in the price of Bitcoin, and the growth of revenue from sources like interest income. Yet buying into the company now would be speculating that it can successfully defend itself in court or that the laws can change faster than the regulator can act. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, SEC lawsuits escalate Gary Gensler's assault on crypto markets. U.S. regulator fires broadside against digital assets market with Binance and Coinbase legal actions. The U.S. securities regulators' lawsuits against crypto exchanges Binance and Coinbase this week marks its most aggressive legal assault on the digital asset market. The Securities and Exchange Commission accused Binance and Coinbase, two of the industry's biggest companies, of violating U.S. securities laws, offering unregistered securities, and operating as unregistered venues, among other charges. The duo account for half of global trading in digital assets. And then here's a press release from Vermiculous. The headline, in record time, Vermiculous microservice-based clearing solution live on Minneapolis Grain Exchange. Vermiculous today announced the deployment of its new real-time clearing platform based on Vermiculous clearing product VeraClear on Minneapolis Grain Exchange, a wholly owned subsidiary of Miami International Holdings, Inc. MGEX successfully launched the VeraClear clearing platform on June 2, 2023, representing a record time to market for Vermiculous in deploying the elastically scalable AI and AI-powered real-time clearing system developed by Vermiculous. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.